Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be very excited. You're hanging out with me because we're going to be visiting with a very smart person. Karen Harnett is back. She's Executive Director of National Federation of Independent Businesses, Small Business Legal Center, NFIB's Legal Center. And she is a tireless worker on your behalf and my behalf across the country in Washington, D.C., wherever people are trying to create regulations and laws and anything else that gets in the way of our business. Karen's out there fighting the good fight for that, and that makes her one of our heroes. She's our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and I'm proud of the work you do. Even though I haven't talked to you in a little bit, we keep up with what you're doing, and one of the things that you've been doing recently I want you to talk about is this California OSHA workplace safety regulation hearing that you were part of recently. I think it was last week. Tell us what happened, what's going on in California, and why people across America in small business should care.
Right. So in light of the pandemic, we are seeing different states, and California, quite frankly, is always the poster child for the worst ideas, enacting new safety requirements on businesses. And at first glance, that sounds like a good idea, right? We want our workplaces to be safe. But in California, of course, they can't just leave well enough alone. They went and did it in overdrive. So not only did they impose a lot of new requirements that small business owners are going to have to do record keeping and prove that they're doing to keep their workplaces safe, but they also, as the Occupational Safety and Health Division, said that business owners had to pay for employee testing of any employee that is exposed to any person at that business that has COVID, and they cannot let that person come to work until, they said 14 days. Now they're saying they're going to enforce 10 days in light of CDC guidance, that so they're going to be excluded for, you know, up to 14 days from work until it's determined it's safe for them to come back. And they required all these business owners to give them paid leave. Mm. But this is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. They are not Labor and Wage and Hour Division.
Right.
They are not the California Assembly. They are not allowed to require that of employers.
They didn't have standing to make that rule, did they?
Right. It is not within their purview. It is not within their legal authority, and it is outrageous because they are trying to push the law to grab more power, as agencies always want to do. And that is really what has us the most energized. I mean,
They wanted out of their lane. But you had a hearing. What happened?
So it was interesting because, you know, the judge is always going to be, a lot of judges, especially in California, are always going to be sympathetic to agencies. But this judge, I mean, he ordered more briefings, which is unusual for him because we raised enough questions at that hearing. So the case continues. We live to fight another day, which is a good thing because particularly when it came to these issues I just raised, he was like, wait a second, okay, maybe I need to think.
Well, does that mean the rules
have
been suspended until further notice, until this is resolved? Or
no, that's what we're asking for, but he has not ruled on that yet.
So the rules are in place, and they're imposed on small businesses out there right now.
Absolutely.
So it's like the government in California said, okay, small businesses haven't been leaving the state fast enough for the last 20 years. Let's see if we can accelerate that. Isn't that what it sounds like?
Exactly. And in fact, I talked to one member that, I mean, I think this was the final straw for her. She is looking at relocating outside of the state.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can't imagine she's the only one. I mean, it's just,
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Karen,
I've been reporting on an exodus, a mass small business exodus from California for the last 20 years. But here's the problem. The reporting I did 20 and 15 years ago had these people specifically going to Colorado. Well, 15 years ago, Colorado was a red state. Today, Colorado is a blue state. So the California business owners leave California to get rid of those bad policies, and they go to Colorado and vote for the same policies.
I know.
It's unbelievable. We're going to come back. We're going to come back and talk about some other examples of where California is a bellwether state, and unfortunately, not in a good way. 22. Right back with Karen Harnett. She's with the NFIB. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.